get these side effects.
Pride kicks off in Geneva this weekend. Now, everyone knows there's a parade, sure. That's a week on Saturday. But there is more to Pride than rainbow flags and a parade. So what else is happening? I reached out to Geneva Pride and asked Rebecca, who's in charge of programming, what Pride is all about. Here's Rebecca.
So, Pride is a social, cultural and political event. Of publica utility, which aims to give visibility to anyone who suffers from discrimination because of their sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression.
Why would you say that it is important still in 2023?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. obviously, Mariage pour tous went through just after our Pride in September 21. And in February 2020, the law against homophobia went through. But we're still hoping to include transphobia in that law, which criminalizes transphobia. And we've also noticed that with the rights has come a lot of violence on social media, in the streets, and it's very unabashed, assumed and violent, and a lot of hatred. So, yeah, that's why, unfortunately, we still need to have a Pride.
Who is welcome to attend the Pride events that will be happening in Geneva this year, starting this weekend?
So anyone from the community, basically, and the allies. We need the allies.
Why would you say that we need the allies?
Well, we need their support. Because we're marching towards equality and the recognition of diversity. So the allies are indispensable for that.
Pretty key. So without any further ado, I think we should turn our attention to the programme of events. Some celebratory moments in there too. What are some of the highlights of the programme for you, Rebecca?
So we're going to kick things off on Saturday, 3rd of June, at Usine for our Pride opening night, which is going to be very techno. We have Nastya, the Ukrainian DJ, alongside with Chloe Martinez and Alex Nontaya. And then from Tuesday to Thursday, we'll have our Café de Fierté, which will be in the Salle Communale de Plainpalais, right next to P2F, where we'll be having workshops, plays, discussions, films, and a bar, of course. So that's Tuesday to Thursday. And then Friday to Saturday, we'll have a village in the Parc des Bastions with live music, DJs. Who can I highlight? It's hard to highlight because there's so many. One of my favorites would be Ben Lewis on Friday evening and Seven and the Charlie's Lovers. So it's going to be very varied. There's going to be some pop, some heavy metal, DJs, hip hop. On Saturday, we're going to have After the March, which will be at 3 o'clock. Around the lake, like in 2021, we're going to present Corinne, who's a big French singer, and Silence, who's an up-and-coming Geneva-based rapper. It's hard to not mention all the others, but definitely check out our website.
And what is that website?
Sorry, GenevaPride.ch.
Fantastic. So that's got the full programme of any of the different workshops, films, etc., right the way throughout the week. As you say, Tuesday right through the weekend. What are we calling it? Café de Fierté?
Yep.
Pride Café.
Yeah, Pride Café, exactly. And then the village, the Pride Village in Parc des Bastions, Friday and Saturday, 9th and 10th of June.
Excellent. Rebecca, thank you so much for telling us about what's happening for Pride, which is not just the parade. It is kicking off this weekend. The parade will be next weekend. Rebecca, thanks and very happy Pride to you.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you so much.